Getting a Bear Named Hugo, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Executive chef and avid hunter, Randy King, along with a hunting buddy, were going for a bear hunt in the mountainous territory in Idaho. They had been out for 2 or 3 days following a bear that they called Houdini, because he would disappear every time that they got within shooting distance. And then their luck changed in that they ran across another bear that they called Hugo. So, here's Randy.
He was in the right spot. We knew there were bears all around us, and he just happened to be in range in a visible location and unable to get away from my buddy's 30-06. So we pulled a nice bear out of there. It was amazing. So it was one of the first bears I'd seen in the spring that ever still had actual marbling in it. Bears go to bed very, very fat, right? And when they get up in the spring, they're usually pretty lean. This bear still had a couple of inches of rump fat on him. And we took it and we rendered that down into some, basically you make Crisco, more like a very clean cooking oil out of it. We rendered off this bear. We only used about half of it, and we still got a couple quarts worth of bear fat off a spring bear, which is amazing. So he was a big fat bear. It was great to get him.
You got to remember that Randy is an executive chef, so he knows a whole lot about preparing and consuming the animals that he harvests. Pretty honorable. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.